stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company.
It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, the SEC Media Days wrapped up yesterday. The press covering the event, at least about 222 of them, voted for the preseason All-SEC team. Aggie offensive lineman Luke Jokel made the first team, and so did linebacker Sean Porter from Texas A&M. Wide receiver Ryan Swope was named second team All-SEC preseason, and center Patrick Lewis was named the third team center. Now, the media picks LSU to win the SEC West. They, in fact, pick LSU to win it all in the SEC. In the West, they're followed by Alabama, then Arkansas, then Auburn. A&M picked fifth, followed by Mississippi State and Ole Miss. They picked Georgia to repeat as the East champions, followed by South Carolina, Florida, and newcomer Missouri. So how has been associated with the SEC change recruiting? Well, Kevin Sumlin, of course, in his first year at A&M, but he believes that it's had a significant impact.
I think it's had a huge effect. You know, it's clearly separated us from everybody else in the state by being a part of the SEC. It's helped our footprint moving east. In recruiting, you know, into Mississippi and Louisiana, and it's like we talked about, you know, with that comes some other things. You know, it's moved the SEC's footprint into Texas, too. So we've looked at some guys. We've gotten some looks from some guys that we may or may not have gotten without the SEC. I don't know. I wasn't here last year. But I will say that, you know, with my conversations with guys, with prospects, the SEC patch hadn't hurt us at all. I think it's helped us from a get-your-foot-in-the-door standpoint. And then I think it's really helped us also when it comes to separating ourselves in-state, but also competing out-of-state, nationally.
Aggie season opens in less than 6 weeks. Texas A&M senior Christian Michael was named a candidate for the 2012 Doak Walker Award, given annually to the nation's top collegiate running back. Michael was also on the watch list for the Maxwell Award, which is given to college football's most outstanding player. Of course, last year he was well on his way to a 1,000-yard season before he suffered a knee injury in the Oklahoma game. He rushed for 899 yards and 8 touchdowns last year in the short season. Well, the Navasota Rattlers and the Cameron Yeoman and the Rockdale Tigers all advanced to the championship bracket after pool play of the 7-on-7 championship yesterday, Division II, over at A&M's Penberthy Fields. Navasota, in fact, had a perfect record, winning all three games handily. They'll open up the 32-team single elimination championship bracket this morning at 9 o'clock, playing Abilene Wiley. The consolation championship at Kyle Field at 3 and the championship game at 4 in Division II. Rockdale advanced after losing to Liberty, but then beating Ballinger and Fort Worth All Saints. Cameron fell to Princeton, but came back to beat Somerset. They lost to Stephenville, but they win the tiebreaker, and they advanced to the championship bracket. But Lexington, even though they went 2-1 in pool play, they tied for second and was shut out of the tiebreaker, and they're in the consolation bracket. A&M Consolidated starts play in Division I today at 2 o'clock. They'll take on Sugarland Dulles, then Arlington Lamar, and then Wichita Falls Rider. It's all free to watch over at the Penberthy Complex at Texas A&M. Three players from Texas A&M women's golf team qualified for the 112th U.S. Open Amateur Championship, which will be at the Country Club in Cleveland, Ohio next month. Chelsea Moscio, Sarah Beth Davis, and Natalie Reeves claimed three of the top four spots in a sectional qualifying event that was held Wednesday at the Dallas Athletic Club's Blue Course. Major League Baseball, the Astros lose again. 1-0 shutout, a one-hitter by Edinson Volquez of the San Diego Padres. Houston's at Arizona this weekend. Texas Rangers were off yesterday. They'll be at the LA Angels this weekend. And the top player in this year's NFL draft is under contract. Andrew Luck signed a $22.1 million four-year deal yesterday with the Indianapolis Colts to replace Peyton Manning. His deal is similar to the one signed by Carolina's Cam Newton a year ago and the one signed earlier this week by Robert Griffin III with the Washington Redskins. And finally, in the wake of the scandal at Penn State, the Big Ten Conference is considering a plan to give its commissioner the power to punish schools with financial sanctions, suspensions, and even the ability to fire coaches. The Chronicle of Higher Education reports that an 18-page plan is being circulated among Big Ten leadership that raises the possibility of giving Commissioner Jim Delaney such authority. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com. Have a great weekend.